listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The city of Mount Gambier is building hype for the AFL's Gather Round with a series of football-related events in the lead-up to April 4th. Known as Before the Bounce, the program begins tomorrow with three trial matches between the Limestone Coast footy teams, plus the opening of an exhibition on local footy history at the Riddick Arts Centre. Meantime, Council's Biddy Shearing is expecting plenty of visitors to pass through the region as people make their way west ahead of Gather Round.
We've got some indicative numbers, and they are based off of ticket sales through the AFL for Gather Round. So we're sort of anticipating around 40,000 additional self-drive people coming through our city, which is a bit of an influx for us.
Art students from across the state, including the Limestone Coast, are having their work exhibited at this year's SACE Art Show in Adelaide. Among them is Gemma, who attends Tennyson Woods College. Her piece is entitled Humans and Nature.
The only living things in the painting are the people walking down on the street below the window, and it kind of shows how humans have taken over nature. And there's a plant on the windowsill that's kind of dying a bit, which represents how, you know, it hasn't been taken care of properly.
Yesterday was International Day of Forests, with this year's theme being Forests and Innovation, New Solutions for a Better World. CEO of the SA Forest Products Association, Nathan Payne, reckons the theme fits neatly with what's happening in the southeast.
There's a range of new and innovative uses with wood fibre from the region that are not just going to create more jobs for people who live in the Limestone Coast, but more importantly, create a cleaner and greener environment, because we know our trees sequester carbon out of the atmosphere.
And briefly, the Australian Medical Association is campaigning against changes to the state's payroll tax, which it says will force GPs to ditch bulk billing and increase costs for patients.